This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Is the secret sauce at the end of the day the 30 million followers that you have out there that basically ensures everything you do has a kickstart to it?
The secret to this success is how I built the 30 million followers from scratch.
Good answer, right.
Right, Donnie? It's the fact that I know two core things. And it's very advertiser oriented. When you think about advertising, understanding distribution, where the human's attentions are, and understanding what creative goes into that to provide a victory is the game, right? That was television, radio, outdoor, and print for a very long time, direct mail. It is completely fragmented, as you know, at this point. So I think what works for me, I'll give you an example with me, friends. When I really talk about it in 3 years, people are gonna ask me questions of why I left so much economics on the table on the initial launch. So as remarkable and astonishing as the number I threw out, 40, 50 million, depending on how Ethereum's moving and what it's like, which is just, you know, bonkers. Even for me, I'm stunned and flattered by that success, but understood it would happen. You know, when I talk about $724,000 in secondary sales in the last 24 hours, many of these people who resold one of my tokens have made more money on that token than I made. What I understood a long time ago is if you're talented enough to know what to do with the 49% of the relationship that you have with every individual on earth, and you're able to provide that other individual 51% of the value, you will be in an incredible power spot your whole life. And I think what I've done uniquely different than the far majority of people that have come along over the last 15 years trying to build a brand on the internet is there's two ways to really win: entertainment or education. Entertainment comes in a lot of shapes and sizes. Entertainment is being very attractive and being a model on Instagram. It could be being, you know, funny in skits on YouTube or dancing. There's a million ways to do it. Education comes in a lot of ways we see as well on LinkedIn and many others where you're talking about expertise. For me, I've played a third kind of little subtle gear, an obsession to making sure that every person that comes in gets more value than I get, which has led to very little asking and a lot of giving my best shit away for free at scale for a decade and a half. And I think that's the secret to what I do. And I think that's going to always be my strength because I know what to do with my 49%.
You look back now, and there's a lot of people who start at the bottom, but not a lot of people make it where you... What if I tap you on the shoulder? I'm sitting next to you on a subway, and I'm going, Gary, what mm-hmm. How'd this all happen?
Ridiculously good mothering.
Love that.
100%. Like, you know, it's Donnie, you know what's funny? The reason I think I can play it humble and also don't get too high or too low, or am very happy promoting and self-promoting, is I actually think it's a bigger indicator to my parents than to me. I feel like Gary Vaynerchuk is the byproduct of Tamara and Sasha Vaynerchuk, the byproduct of the American dream, especially in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s, and really on forever. It's still very much there. What happened was I had a mother who built enormous self-esteem, which is imperative.
I had that.
But Donnie, I'll tell you, and I don't know if you had this with your mom, where my mom really nailed it, and where I think a lot of moms and dads miss it in this day, is she built self-esteem, but not delusion, and held me accountable. I think what we have now is non-accountable, delusional self-esteem.
100 trophies for showing up.
Then kids grow up and they get insecure because they realize it was all fake.
Yeah.
Whereas with my mom, she would be happy to smack me in my ass or even my face if I went out of line. She also really, really allowed me to breathe. I was a bad student. And then, so it was great parenting. And then it was circumstance. You know, when you're born at the bottom, there's an inherent animalistic need to climb. And I also got to hone my skills. I was growing up in New Jersey in the 80s. So lemonade stands, car wash, shoveling snow, outside for 10 hours a day, unwatched, unsupervised. The streets taught me. Yeah. And the baseball card boom, I learned my craft. And by the time I was 22, coming into my dad's business, by the time I walked in at 22, I was a 16-year veteran of business. I've been doing business every day of my life, trying to sell something, trying to build something. So I think natural talent meets circumstance. And that's really what I am. I'm a nature nurture byproduct like most people are. And it just kind of quote unquote worked out for me.
What I love about just about every one of your business philosophies and every kind of instinct that you have and every philosophy is about the human condition. That is what you so understand.
Yes.
And it starts with self-awareness also. But as I listen to your speeches and every one of your philosophies, it starts with understanding flesh and blood and humanity. You're behaviorist. And that's what I find so fascinating about all. Speaking of human, though, one thing, a billion dollar question.
Please.
You get up at 5, you work out, you work from 7 in the morning to 11 at night. You got 2 kids. How do we do that?
Yes. First of all, I wake up at 7 and work out. And more and more, I get a ton of sleep. You know, I think it's about, for me, it's compartments, right? It's all in or all out. That's what works for me, right? So now my fathering explodes because this virtual world is the greatest mitzvah for me of all time. The fact that everyone's now being conditioned to do a Zoom meeting,
what a gift.
And so for me, it's prioritizing. It's being checked out on the weekends. It's doing things. It's, you know, I'm a byproduct of a dad that worked all day. A lot of us are.
Me
that
too.
Still happens
same,
a lot.
Same thing.
And vice versa, moms that work all day. I don't find it overtly, you know, challenging. It's just about prioritizing. And actually, I'll give you the real answer for a lot of parents. It's not overjudging yourself and beating yourself up. Too many parents miss one thing and they think they're this horrible person. Kids are resilient. We remember the things, not always the missed things. And as long as you try and have good intent, most things will work. I actually believe that being selfish around, you know, what makes you happy triggers the ability to then be selfless at scale, which then creates selfish, you know, results. You know, I think that's exactly right. For me, I just don't understand the concept of being transactional or trying to win the short term. My dad actually used to be pretty frustrated with me in the way that I negotiated. But what I explained to him was, Dad, yes, I understand that I probably could have gotten that bottle of wine. And by the way, when it's a bottle of wine, you're getting 500 cases. There's real economics when you're leaving a dollar a bottle on the table, right? But I said, Dad, listen, I've watched you since I was 14. This is now maybe when I'm 24. I'm like, I've been watching you for the last 10 years. Which is maybe from 14 to 17, you wouldn't let me in the big meetings. But by 17, I was in these meetings. I go, look, you're a gangster. You're a fucking gangster negotiator. But you're squeezing the shit out of your suppliers for every penny, every time.
And they're not going to go the extra distance for you.
And Donnie, what I really started seeing happening, because I'm a very observant kid, is they started the numbers. I started realizing people were coming in and starting price was higher to my dad. Because they were expecting.
Yeah.
And I said, Dad, and we were in the liquor business where you have to buy from the same suppliers. You can't go, you know, it's not like every other business. You're mandated by the state of which people you can work with by liquor laws. So I took a different approach and I've always left something on the table for my suppliers. And then with my consumers, my audience, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I hate when I'm asking for something. I have a new book coming out in November. I don't love the promotion of that book. I'm not against it. I'm a salesman, I'm a capitalist to your point. But I love the equity building of not asking for anything. And the longer you hold your breath, the better you're gonna do on your ask.
What is the Gary V brand?
That's a great question. I actually think the Gary V brand is executed on something I believe in, which is every brand is actually consumed differently at the consumer level than people realize, right? People think Nike, it doesn't stand for just do it. It means something different for people everywhere. So I think for a lot of people, it's work ethic, grind, that hustler thing. I think for an emerging group of people, it's, whoa, this dude is really pushing kindness and empathy and patience and these very grandma virtues and he's making them cool. That's neat. For other people, it's innovation and seeing around corners. To me, believe it or not, Donnie, I don't spend a lot of time thinking about it. What I think about is doing the best things I can and hoping that the other person on the other side consuming it, if they choose to, extracts some sort of value out of it. For me, it's for the way I see it within myself, it's the obsession of the process. As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people. You know, it's so funny. People that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness, I'm going to have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away. Which were our favorites this week?
Thanks so much, Gary. Today's amazing five-star reviews read, from Julie, Gary speaks the truth. Like it or hate it, it's truth. That is all. And Miguel's review reads, love you, Gary. You provide so much insight and inspiration. You change lives daily. Thank you so much for those kind reviews. And to anybody else listening out there, if you leave us a review, you might just get shouted out in the next episode.